I've had a question that I want to answer today via the web, and many people struggle with this, and that is, we get sometimes people's children die, you know, and one of my friends on Facebook, I don't know if somebody close, the young guy died in a motorbike accident, and then the young girl of 20 or something like that walked on the edge of a cliff and the foot slipped and she fell and she died. You know, and why does these things happen? And last night we were visiting friends and we got this news that somebody from Bredasdorp, the child's 5 years old and was playing in the shed and then pulled something or a bag or something and maize that was just loose in a heap fell on the child and the child suffocated and died. You know, and then when they were picking up the maize, they found the child in the maize. You know, so that is, it's terrible, you know, if you think of these things. And why does things like that happen? Now, you know, that's also always a very difficult answer, especially if you come to, but why didn't God warn people and all those kind of things. But what I want you to know, and everybody that watched by the web, is we're not living in heaven. We're living on earth. And Jesus said that He will come back and then the elements of this world will be dissolved in His fire. Okay? So when the fire or the judgment of God, the end time judgment of God comes, everything, the elements, that word elements in the Greek is the word for, is the word laws or basic principles of this world will be dissolved. The law between us and God was dissolved in Jesus when He came to the earth. But when He comes again, the laws of this world, okay, this physical world will be dissolved. We will have the ability of God, you know, in our physical bodies. Now we see the signs of it. We call it signs, wonders, and miracles, where people have got the ability to, like Philip that appeared in another place, or miracles, or those kind of things. But that's the sign of what will happen in the return of Christ, when perfection will come to the physical world in this manifestation. The Bible says clearly in Romans 8 that creation waits and groans. That word groaning is actually in a longing and a suffering for the manifestation of the sons of God. Okay? Talking about our manifestation. Then it says there the manifestation of or our manifestation is the redemption or the salvation of our bodies. So what will happen is when Christ returns, we will be made immortal. And when we explode into immortality, because we've been made from the dust of the earth, every principle in our bodies, the principle that we become old, the principle that you become gray, the principle of you know, age and all those kind of things will be dissolved and burnt up in the return of Christ in our bodies. We made from the dust of this earth. Because we're made from earth, this earth will be made immortal. And because this is earth and this is earth, all earth will be in the same fashion as us. So God, when Adam fell, this whole system was implemented of death and destruction and all those kind of things. Jesus came to cure it, or not to cure, to repair it, fix it completely. But in His mercy, He is waiting for more people to believe it. So people are dying, but in His mercy, let me put it this way, it's better to die. It's better to have your child die than to have your other child go to hell. If you must think of it that way. Not that it must be that way. I also believe the Holy Spirit, and I'll talk a little bit about how He protects us and how He guides us. But if we think of, I used this analogy once. Say we know they're gonna, there's gonna be a big destruction in Maputo, and we know our kids are there. We want to come and get our kids before this destruction comes. Now we phone. We tell one of your kids pick up the phone. You've got 5 kids there. He picks up the phone. You tell him, listen, I'm coming to pick you guys up because there's big destruction coming to Maputo. Now, you phone him in 2 hours. You say, listen, I'm coming with a chopper. Did you tell your brothers? He says, no, I haven't told them. Okay, so now what will happen? I will not come. Why? Because they don't know. If they know, I'll come. That's why the scripture says when everybody has heard the gospel, then Jesus will come, because his coming will mean the salvation of some and the destruction of others. And he doesn't want to destroy anybody. That's why in his mercy he's waiting. That's what Peter says. You know. So my explanation of this is that in this world, we live in a broken world where people don't behave. Everybody is not led by the Spirit. And I had a friend that died in a motorcycle accident. And we were all the time saying, you know, why did he die? Why did he die? And then when we went and just studied his life for the week before he died, I went to him that day and I said to him, I don't think you should go this weekend. You know, he says, no, I'm going to go. I've been waiting for this for months to get this day off at work. You know, yeah, but listen. And then I was talking to him, and there was a newspaper article of a guy that went at 200 and something into a car. You know, he was literally in pieces. And we were talking about it. I said, listen, man, when you go out, you make sure you've got new tires on your motorbike and the whole thing. He says, well, he doesn't have money now for a new back tire. I said, but then I don't think you must just keep it very slow then. That's what I told him. I didn't feel God tell me. We were just talking about it. Then that day that he was driving, somebody else came to him and said to him, this is enough now. You know, you're going on like a madman. You're going to kill yourself. And he says, well, he wants to go just once more. And he went and died. You know? So, and from the outside, we don't know even how God worked in the emotion of that person. You know, we think, but why didn't God warn me? I believe God wants to warn us and help us as much as what He can. And when we live, when God works in us to will and to do, we should not just wait for a heavenly voice to come from somewhere. There's an emotion that also works in our hearts. So when we're under grace, check that emotion in your heart. You know? What do you feel? When it comes to driving, when it comes to your kids and all those kind of things, do you feel like yesterday, Aubrey asked me, can he go and play at one of his friends? Now, I'm flying on Wednesday to Europe. So now I just felt, no, you can't. I think I haven't ever said no. I just said, no, I don't think you can go. But I just felt, no, I want him here. Now, you don't know if something would have happened, but I've learned to follow what I feel and trust what I feel. If I feel no, then it's no. And I've told them, you don't have to tell your kids this or that or whatever, or your friends. If I feel it's no, we believe in the guidance of God in our emotions. Amen. Okay, so bad things happen in this world, you know. And the biggest thing, and on the way here, we listened to a song, and this guy said it this way, and this is so powerful. He says, this is like a black American rap song. I never thought that kind of music will make me cry. But even the car today, I was crying again. Okay. He says, some believe they can fly, but I believe I can die, be raised again, and forever live with God. So what do you want to believe? You know? Maybe that young girl died. And thank God that the Holy Spirit strengthens us and helps us in this time. And I've spoken to so many people when somebody passes away, that the friends around the person that passed away suffer more than the relative, because they strengthened supernaturally by God. Many times you hear that. I've seen so many times, like I think I testified here, this one lady, she came past a motor car accident and she saw that somebody ran over a child with a bicycle, you know. This wasn't a bike, and this guy just came too fast, ran over. And she says, oh God, please help these people, you know. She went past, she got a call, it was her son that died there, you know. And everybody, even me, I was just thinking, oh God, how are we ever going to help this person? How's it going to... And I tell you, I don't want to say she took it with a smile. It was rough for her. But the way she was strengthened is above human comprehension. Because we live with a God that can supernaturally aid and help us in this world. And there's scriptures like, we are more, in this world we are more than conquerors. Neither life nor death can separate us from the love of God. Let me explain to you the biggest temptation when a loved one passes away or a child or something. If they pass away, the temptation is not to maybe give a swear word or be disappointed. The temptation is to use that as a measure for God's love. That's the temptation that Satan wants to use. Because Paul says in Romans 8 that nothing can separate me from the love of God. Because the world system says if God loves you, then this must happen. Where God came and demonstrated His love in a different way. He demonstrates His love in this way. You are sinless, ignorant, forever before Him, and even should you die, you'll be raised with Him and forever be like God. That's how He decided to love us. And if you submit to Him like a wife submits to his husband, you receive love in the way the husband chooses to show it. And that's how He chooses to show it. And it's a much better way because it supersedes the temporal things in this world. You know, so I want to encourage you guys. You know, whenever something bad happens, or you think, why does bad stuff happen to good people? You can have that question, that's fine. But as long as what you don't measure it, say, well, if God loved me, it shouldn't have been like this. Because you're going to fall from your faith if you think like that. Like the one guy, and I end this explanation with this. It's like, I think you know about the story. You can take anybody, you know. If a blind person comes, doesn't have eyes, and say, well, if God lives, I'll get eyes. And he doesn't get an eye, he's not going to believe in God. Then it's rather to go into heaven blind, like the Bible says, you know, rather pluck out your eye if your eye would cause you to stumble. You know, get it away from you. That's what it means. You know, so rather that which can cause you to stumble from believing in Jesus, if it be money, if it be a house, if it be a business deal or whatever, if you can say this business deal can cause me to stumble, if I believe that if this thing doesn't come true, where's God? Rather cast away that thing. You don't want to stumble into the law. Don't live under the law. That is the law. You know, some believe they can fly. We believe we can die, but raise again and forever live with God. That's a much better thing to believe. That's great faith. Hallelujah.